The journal Neobiota has published the paper, "Support for Major Hypotheses in Invasion Biology is Uneven and Declining." The international team assessed the 6 primary suppositions used to explain and predict the spread of invasive species. They found half are no longer supported by empirical evidence. Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies freshwater ecologist Dr. David Strayer is a co-author of the paper.
Invasive species, that is, species that humans are moving around the world outside of their native ranges, are one of the major forces right now in determining the character of our ecosystems. They cause large economic damages, and they also cause large changes and large problems with our ecosystems. And so they're one of the major environmental problems that we're facing today. Invasion biology has really arisen over the last 20 or 25 years as a separate discipline, and like any young discipline, we've had hypotheses that have been developed. And this study that I was involved in was an attempt to look systematically at the evidence that's been collected so far on 6 of those major hypotheses in invasion biology and see whether they're supported or whether they're not supported.
These 6 hypotheses analyzed include the idea that areas of high biodiversity are more resistant to invasives, islands are more vulnerable to invasives, if an area has invasives, they're more likely to get more, invasives have an advantage because there's no natural predators, and 10% of invasives successfully establish themselves. Adirondack Park Invasive Plant Program Director Hillary Smith says the hypotheses are generally those that resource managers and scientists look at when investigating invasive species.
One thing that they suggest fill existing gaps in empirical tests is absolutely critical. There's a lot of great projects underway, I think, across the country that we never see in print because the managers often don't have the time and potentially even the expertise with the statistical analyses to get it to the next level. So I do think the more information we can get circulating in the peer-reviewed scientific literature, the better off we will all be, because I think there is still the need to continually do our work more smartly and effectively and efficiently at local, state, and federal levels.
Lake Champlain Research Institute coordinator Tim Myhook raised warning flags this summer about the potential invasion of the spiny water flea into Lake Champlain, only to have it spread into Lake George. Myhook says the paper has some very good conclusions.
We really do need more work to understand the probability of whether something will invade or not. It's not really rocket science to stop an invasion. You close as many of the vectors down as you can. We know the vectors in some cases, and we really should work to shut them down. You know, we just need to sort of act to shut down these vectors if we can.
The Cary Institute cites data that shows the global economic cost of invasive species due to loss of natural resources, infrastructure damage, and increase in infectious diseases is nearly $1.4 trillion. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.